happy in his world.
Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Thank you. here we go now.
Like the great boy, Omar Agamemnon, or even Zeus, we're taking a vibe kind of expedition. It's pop data we choose. So be calm, don't ring the alarm. You see, though we go on and on. Come, 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 follow my birthday.
Yeah.
On your jaw.
just lay there in their prime. Two-headed boy with pulleys and weights, creating a radio blade just for two in the parlor with a moon across her face. Christmas trees in the snow, and I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you
www.wmfo.org. yourself, don't get caught. Suspicion yourself, suspicion yourself, let others. Wilder, lower woods. Here's a house to burn. Your attack door. Suspicion yourself, suspicion yourself, and let others out. Wilder, lower woods. Here's a house to burn. Once after
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stand in front of the kitchen window and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings and it's my mother and she says, "Hi honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "Oh fine mom, how's Washington? I guess the party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself that I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh, get up!
Just a ticket away. Fat chance your hopes are riding high, that'll find a way to stay. Panhandle a sign, it's got something to say. Strange clouds change minds, it's all a matter of taste. Yeah.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
Thank you.
got a wishbone drying on the windowsill in my kitchen, just in case I wake up and realize I've chosen wrong. I love this life that I have, the vine hanging over the door, and the dog who comes when I call. But I wonder sometimes what I'm missing. Well, my heart blood's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. 'Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses, and all the times they will change, it'll all come around. I don't know, maybe I'm the stone that the nails sell on. Maybe I
the nails. Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.